Welcome to Real Estate Coaching Radio, starring award-winning real estate coaches and number one international best-selling authors, Tim and Julie Harris. This is the number one daily radio show for realtors looking for a no BS, authentic, real-time coaching experience. What's really working in today's market, how to generate more leads, make more money, and have more time for what you love in your life. And now your hosts, Tim and Julie Harris.
We are back, and today is part two of how to make your CRM into a money printing machine. Before we get started, Julie wanted to give recognition to the great and powerful John Walkinshaw up in Canada.
Yes, and John is not just an agent, but a broker who did $33,500,000 worth of transactions, 56 deals, almost exclusively sellers, and that makes him number one in his province, which is Ontario, and number 12 in Canada for EXP. Isn't that awesome?
Yes, and he would have been, I believe, one of the top one, two, or three in Canada for EXP in terms of dollar volume, had he not made his daughter part of his team. And so he was now a team versus an individual agent. But nonetheless, and so we have a lot, literally have thousands of agents around the country right now that are having their best years ever, not just because they're part of our coaching program, but also a lot of them are part of our EXP family as well. So if you guys are thinking about doing a broker upgrade, do what John did, and let's have a conversation about EXP. And as always, you can communicate with me directly just by texting me at 512-758-0206, 512-758-0206. Or just scroll down below in the show description from today and click the link to learn more about our EXP group and why great agents like John are joining us every single day. So Julie, today's topic is how to make your CRM into a money-making machine or money-printing machine.
That's right. Now, you know you need to communicate regularly and systematically with your past clients and your sphere of influence, otherwise lovingly known as your database. But how do you go about it? Today, we're going to help you sketch out your plan so you can polish it further once you're in Premier Coaching. So this is the 30,000 foot view, and you're going to polish it up once you're working with your coaches. So
now, remember, this is part two. Yesterday, we talked a lot about essentially just, you know, laying the framework for today's show and tomorrow's show, and it's titled the same thing. So if you want to get caught up, just listen to the podcast from yesterday, and all of these are sequential.
That's right. So this today assumes that you did yesterday's homework and you have a database, you've got it set up right, and you know how to use it. Some of you might need to do a little bit of tutorial work or call and get some help, but make the commitment you're going to actually use it starting today.
Well, that said, Jules, we did give you permission to keep your database, your CRM, in the lowest, most simplistic format ever. Yep. Because the reality of it is that a lot of agents are overly relying on passive forms of communication, especially for their centers of influence and past clients. And they are having center of influence and past client fail as a result. Mm-hmm. The agents that are killing it are like John Walkinshaw,
yep,
or like, you know, Chuck Williams and, Williamson and, you know, all these other agents that we have that are making so much money, helping so many people because they're picking up the phone and having actual conversations. While your competitors are running to digital and passive forms of communication, you've got to go to what's always worked, and that is actually having real conversations with folks.
All right, so how do you do that? Number one, call, yes, you heard me say that, call your database regularly. Your ideal schedule, created by you when you follow the Real Estate Treasure Map, calls for adding a daily number of contacts to your database. 5 per day is easily accomplished, so start there and do more if possible. Everybody can make 5 contacts per day. Now, that leads me to number two.
Well, hold on.
Yeah.
So you're saying when they're creating their CRM or once their CRM is created to make 5 contacts, what are you prescribing here?
Well, if you're starting from ground zero, it's a good way to build it.
Right.
You know, I'm removing all of their excuses. Well, you know, I've got to set aside 2 weeks to get this done. Just start today.
So start making phone calls to folks. And yes, you might pull some of their information from your phone. You might pull it off from old deal files. You might pull it off some social. It doesn't matter. And have conversations with them. Use our scripts that are part of Premier Coaching. And after you have the conversations, and our conversations are going to be things that they're always going to be welcoming because you're always calling them with good news. If they're sellers, guess what? You're going to be telling them if their house is worth more than, you know, certainly when they paid for it, let alone 30 days ago. And when you're calling them, letting them know about all this, after you've conversed with them, you followed our scripts, add them to your database, and then call them the following month and give them that month's update of what's going on in the market. Now, a lot of people are going to say, oh, you don't want to call your CRM that frequently. You want to do all this digital stuff instead of calling them. Or they're saying, well, you know, calling them too much is too frequently. It is absolutely not too frequent to call folks and give them good news, right? You're not pestering them. You're telling them something that they want to hear. You're reminding them how smart they were to buy the house and how their house is now essentially slowly making them wealthier. Every single person you're going to call is going to want to look forward to your phone call. So please do not be fooled into believing that you're going to have anywhere near the result that you would calling people by doing things through digital, doing things through direct mail, doing things through social. It's the phone call that's going to win. It is the lost art and science of real communication with folks that this generation of humans, not just real estate people, have forgotten how to do or never learned in the first place.
Very well put. Now, we're doing 7 points of building your system, but certainly these first two, if you had to choose, and we want you to do all of them, but these are the most important, the actual direct contact, as you said, making the call. So for that reason, we have point number two.
If you have to choose between calling them and doing a bunch of expensive, time-consuming drip stuff, call them, and guess what you don't have to do? The other thing, because the phone call is going to get the result.
The better you are at calling, the less of the other things you have to bother with. Okay, number two, make the calls a daily standard. So let's say that you've got your database built out. You've got X number of people. Well, take the total number of people in your database and divide it by 20. Why? Because this tells you how many you should call per day in order to make contact with everybody every month. Because 20 is the number of business days in each 30-day period. If that number is too big, then divide it by 40 or 60 so you can contact everyone every 60 or 90 days. You can contact using the auto dialer or simply call your database until you make the required contacts daily on your own. A fun way to go about this that many of our coaching clients are doing, and I can't remember which one of the coaches deployed this, they call it the ABC method. So let's say that you're not paying for some crazy expensive CRM you're never going to use. You look at your phone, you open your contacts. Today, you call all of your A's. Tomorrow, you call all
of
your
A,
B's.
What's an A, what's a B, what's a C?
It's somebody whose last name starts with A in your contacts. Okay, so that makes it kind of fun and easy, and you get bonus days because when you hit Q, you probably don't know that many people with a Q last name.
So you said autodialer centers of influence and past clients. I would not use an autodialer.
I don't particularly like them. All I'm saying is if they have them, they can use that, but I don't think it's a necessity at all.
Okay, so exactly. I would use my cell phone because your cell phone is going to show up in their cell phones, and it's going to say who you are.
Yep.
So don't use an autodialer. Definitely just pick up, you know, or just put your phone down, hit the speaker button, and start calling.
Yeah, there you go. And you can do it while you walk around, get your steps in while you're at it.
Well, let's just take it to the next level. Mm-hmm. I mean, the new headphones, especially what is it? I had you wearing them finally. Those big ear muff.
Yeah, I can't remember what they're called. Are they Apple product?
It's an Apple product. Yeah, but you can't hear any exterior. They can't hear any noise around you. So you can be taking your dogs on a walk. You can be, you know, near construction or down by the ocean. Even the earbuds, Earbud Pro or whatever the hell they're called, those things are so good at eliminating noise. The point of it is there's no excuse not to be making these calls.
100%.
We have a lot of coaching clients that will, make the calls while they're sitting in traffic, things like that.
Yeah.
But obviously don't distract yourself while you're driving. We're not suggesting you do that. But just make the contacts because we know statistically, and you should after listening to yesterday's show, that a majority of your business is going to come, or frankly, a majority of your best business that doesn't ask you to cut your commission, that doesn't usually make you compete for the business. The best business that you can get in real estate is going to come from doing this work. And if you didn't do this work in the first place, which many of you didn't when you were, you know, got in business 10 years ago, you can still make up for it now. Just start doing it. Don't say, because I never did it in the first place, I can't do it now. I have great news for you. The folks that are in your centers of influence and past client list that you did deals with 5 years ago have not been keeping track of whether you called them or not. So pick up the phone and call them.
Another day, another no call from Tim.
Yeah, Tim, exactly. This marks the third year where he's never called me.
I'm going to put an X on the square on my calendar. Exactly. No, people don't do that. They're thinking about themselves and thus what they need out of real estate, and they should be getting a call from you to answer their questions. Number three, again, we're building your system. Use KV Core plus Making It Rain if you have it, especially EXP agents, or you can use Follow Up Boss. Some of my coaching clients use that, or Contactually to email your database regularly. Now, none of these are expensive. Again, when you're with EXP, you get KV Core for free. We said electronic communication is unreliable and should never be your only means of communication. So remember, this is in addition to calling, not instead of calling.
So the only form of, essentially digital communication, or at least the most reliable form of digital communication, is not emailing, is not certainly messaging them through any of the social apps. It is doing the WhatsApp, doing the different things we talked about yesterday. That is because there's a higher engagement level when someone's in a WhatsApp group or someone's in a Signal group. Someone's actually wanted to join that group, had to essentially take a double opt-in to join the group. Mm-hmm. And it's something that they've expressed their high level of interest versus just getting what it amounts to, a spam email from you. There's a huge difference between, different forms of digital communication. But again, it does not replace real conversations with folks. So just keep that in mind. And also your Signal app and your WhatsApp and X is going to have something similar. Those are not the same as sending a text. We do not suggest that you send text to anything that would even remotely resemble a stranger, because then you might be violating the laws of the TCPA. So just know what you're doing if you're doing anything digital, especially if it even remotely resembles a text. Advanced coaching, don't text to people who do not know you. That could cause all kinds of problems for you financially and legally.
Yes, remember we said that. Okay, number four, send specific videos to your database emails. Again, paying attention to what Tim just said. This can range from market report videos or just listed, just sold, or wanted, your home for my motivated buyers. The list is endless. We've done many podcasts for you on this topic. They're labeled by, I think they were called 38 videos for your social media. So you can certainly do that to help communicate with your database.
I'm going to make this other point too, because if you've been alive for more than 5 minutes, you know what I'm going to say is true, but I don't want you to forget this lesson. All these digital forms of communication, let's say, for example, you are somebody that invested, for whatever reason, into doing a lot of TikTok, social media type content, right? That's your thing. You're going to be the TikTok guru. You're going to be the real estate TikToker, and you took a class and all these people told you to be a dancing agent and blah, blah, blah. Well, what happens if TikTok now basically gets banned in the United States? There are all kinds of reasons to believe that whatever's popular now as a digital format won't be in the future popular or won't even exist, because something else is going to come around that's going to eclipse its usability. So I want you to keep all these things in mind. Ultimately, what can't be replaced is a phone call. Is your voice talking with their voice, or are you seeing them and conversing with them directly? So if you think you can build your empire on anything digital, there's an old saying that don't build your mansion on land you don't own. So when you build your business on all these digital platforms, you will find yourself all the time worrying about whether the rug is going to be pulled out underneath you, or, salient to our point of essentially you get your mansion built and all of a sudden the person that owns the land decides that they want their land back. You guys getting the point here? So never lose the ability to have real conversations with people. See the digital stuff for what it is, which is just a supplement to the actual conversations that you should be having on a regular basis.
Very well put. Now, point number five, use Facebook, Pinterest, Instagram, and other social media as a supplement, not as a spoke. Friend your past clients. Be supportive, but not stalkery. Remember, this is a support item, not a standalone spoke.
You're speaking to the choir with saying spoke, so explain that.
Yes, that's right. So we're referring to our spokes in the wheel model of lead generation, where you have not just one source, each spoke on the wheel, but you have multiple sources. I look at, again, this week we're talking a lot about past client center of influence as your foundational spoke. But with regards to social media, people try to say or make that into a lead generation spoke. And yet it's just in support of your other things.
Spokes on the wheel. You want 5 to 7 spokes on the wheel. Imagine a bicycle wheel or a wagon wheel. Longtime listeners, you know what I'm talking about at this point. So the more spokes you have, the stronger your wheel is. The reason you want multiple sources or multiple spokes is each spoke represents a source of business, is because if one of the spokes fails, the other spokes are going to make up for it. And spokes fail all the time. A digital, a direct mail campaign, all of a sudden Google changes their algorithm and brilliant email campaigns all going to spam. No one's going to see your messaging anymore. You've been doing all kinds of, YouTube videos and whatnot. All of a sudden the algorithms change. You don't know about it. And your videos are not even being suggested anymore. You guys get it? All of these things are out of your control. So you want to build spokes on the wheels in case one of them fails. Here's what won't fail: your ability to talk with other people. Here's what won't fail: your ability to call people. Here's what won't fail: your ability to engage with other people when you're talking with them. You guys get it? So the first spokes in your wheels should always be the ones that are the most resilient. And as you build up more spokes, then you can start doing the things that are a little bit more risky, which would be digital marketing and advertising.
Yes. And this past client center of influence spoke, which you said, you're not going to fail at calling people because you're in control of that. Right. Nobody can say, oh, no, that doesn't work. Talking to people doesn't work anymore. We're not going
to
hear that.
Well, you know, they did try to do something similar to that during COVID in some of the states. You remember that?
I know.
Crazy.
That was crazy, especially New York was bad with that. Okay, so next, number six, decide which client appreciation events you will commit to and perfect. Decide if these will be monthly, quarterly, or yearly, or some combination of that. More on this on tomorrow's podcast. And of course, that's included in Premier Coaching. So I'm just going to say make the decision to deploy that, and we're going to get into the weeds on that tomorrow.
Yeah, Julie's teeing me up to remind you guys you can join Premier Coaching for free. We're going to make it free probably for the next 30 days. Just go to premiercoaching.com. premiercoaching.com, or scroll down below and click the link to join Premier Coaching. We're only giving you an overview, really an overview of an overview of what you get in Premier Coaching. And a lot of you guys think this is coaching. We're not coaching you.
No.
Julie aren't just, you know, we're training you. We're just giving you essentially the very top, the very surface level information. If you love what you're getting on this podcast, which we know you do, because this is, you know, tens of thousands of you listen on a regular basis between YouTube and podcast downloads. I mean, it's tens of thousands. So you love this podcast, you're going to not believe with the information you get when you join Premier Coaching. So just go to premiercoaching.com or scroll down below and click the link to join.
All right, last but not least, number seven, learn and use the Ford, F-O-R-D, memory jogger for your conversations. Not really a script, more of a script outline. Ford stands for family, occupation, recreation, and dreams. These topics frame your conversations and make it much easier for you to ask for business in a natural, conversational manner. It keeps your ego at bay, and it makes the discussion all about them. Real estate will come up on its own, and you'll always remember to ask, who do you know who could use my help buying or selling real estate? That becomes easier the more fluent you are with those scripts, and of course, we do a lot of work on that in Premier Coaching. So here's the thing. The more you are making these calls, the more regular you are, the more comfortable you will be, and the calls actually become fun. My clients that do this as like, they don't even think about it. It's like taking their vitamins or brushing their teeth. They're the ones that have all the business from this.
Oh, yeah.
And you don't have to be, you know, it is true that the more you're in business, the more years you're in real estate, the more this works because naturally you have a bigger database. But don't use that as an excuse. Oh, I don't have a big enough database to be doing this. If you, for some reason only, maybe you're, you know, let's say you're early 20s, you just graduated from college, you just got your real estate license, and you really, let's say you're also an introvert and you've only got 50 people in your database. Start with that. The good news when you have a smaller database is you probably know those people a lot more intimately, and it's a lot easier to call 100% of them on a monthly basis and then build from there.
That's right. Guys, this is something all of you should be doing. It is your, you know, foundational spoke in your lead generation wheel. It is where a majority of your business will come from, assuming you've built it correctly in the first place, after 5 years in the business. It will be what makes real estate pleasurable. It will be what makes real estate profitable. It will be what makes real estate into a real business for you if you actually do as we're prescribing you to do on today's and yesterday's podcast. And tomorrow we're getting into the weeds. And what are we talking about specifically?
I think it's really fun. You and I will have lots of stories with this one. It is your 12-month center of influence past client plan, focusing primarily on monthly, quarterly, or yearly actual events, clubs, meetups, ideas, different things you can be doing, especially in person, to nurture your database, to get more repeat and referral, to turn this into the lead generation machine that we've been promising.
That's right. So guys, thank you for keeping this the number one listened to daily podcast for real estate professionals in at least the United States. You know the actions you should be taking now. And our, you know, the podcast, what are we focused on? Every single day when Julie and I are putting these podcast outlines together, we're focusing on educating you, motivating you, and we're hoping the education, the motivation gets you into action. The action part is up to you. So the actions all of you should be taking today is obviously to join Premier Coaching. And if you're ready for a broker upgrade, which all of you should be, even if you are a broker, mm-hmm. Let's have the conversation about EXP, the information to join Premier Coaching, the information about how to align with Julie and I at EXP are down below in today's show descriptions. Remember, if you want the outlines for all of our podcasts, in addition to a bunch of exclusive information, join the free daily newsletter called HarrisRealEstateDaily.com, HarrisRealEstateDaily.com. You can click the link below or just simply go to HarrisRealEstateDaily.com. In the meantime, have a fantastic day. We'll talk with you on the show tomorrow.
This podcast is a part of the C-Suite Radio Network. For more top business podcasts, visit c-suiteradio.com.